Hey everyone.
How's it going?
It's Black Friday weekend.
Hope everyone got their shopping. Sales are going on. Black African American Friday is going on. The deals are in, and get up and get out and kill people to get those deals. If there's ever a time that murder should be allowed, it is Black Friday. Get the fucking sales while you can in your life. In the hands of a stranger, you may be told on the way to get the latest gadget or doodad. Sale is worth your life because you may be murdered by a stranger to get that little gadget for your little one.
Yeah, you know, Black Friday's here. It's here.
You know what they say about Black Friday.
It was started by African Americans in 1881. I did just buy stuff online. That's about it. I don't think anybody went out. And did any real fighting like you used to have to do, you know. You didn't have this internet, like all these, you know, everybody now is like, oh, I gotta, you know. Oh, God forbid I gotta go click before the sale runs out. I mean, come on, complaining is all these millennials. In my day, we had to bring guns to the Target and fucking shoot people to get our Tickle Me Elmos. Tickle. God, that's an ironic name since the guy who does Elmo, like, what, I think he had like some sex scandal with like child abuse or something. Let me Google that for you. Pedo Elmo guy. It's crazy. Elmo allegations. Here we go. Oh, that's weird. Elmo accuser recants allegations. So I guess maybe he lied or he got paid off, right? That kind of... Ugh, that sucks to get accused. Like, if that was fake, that sucks ass to... Oh, it just says the claims were made outside the statute. Not statue, like some fucking people say that really bugs me. The statue
of limitations. Put up a statue of limitations, everybody. Hey, did you see that new statue they put up out there?
Outside the museum, I guess they put up this statue of limitations. They always go by, like, when somebody has, like, an allegation, they'll go up to the
statue of allegations, and they'll kind of read the allegations, and then they'll just kind of see what the statue they'll just kind of get the vibe of the statue's take on it. I don't know. I can't make sense out of it. That they go up to the statue, they kind of do a little ceremony, and then they say, pass the statue. If they say like it doesn't work, or it says if they say the allegations are fake, they just say, it went past the statue, like, so that's what it means, in case anybody wanted to know. That's pretty, so he could have done it, because it was just like, accused of abusing multiple men more than 10 years earlier. And he resigned from Sesame Street. I mean, is that, you know, a big a deal? Who, like, you just do a weird voice for Elmo. I mean, unless he invented Elmo or something, or has done it the whole time. I can't really do his voice, but...
Elmo! I did not molest those men! Do not listen to those accusers!
That's what... What if there was an episode of something... I don't know, maybe this has already been a skit. Where Elmo, like, is saying, like, hey, don't listen to those accusers.
Hey, everybody, don't listen to those men that accused my owner. Don't listen to any of those, kids. Tell your parents, kids, to ignore all those allegations that are in the news. Aha! All right, anybody know any gay bars that my owner can go to grope guys? Don't listen to those claims, everybody. He is innocent.
And then he, like, holds a sign up. Guy?
Guy with his hand inside me. No, I don't mean that as an innuendo, everybody. Now, don't have a dirty mind about this.
God, that's so crazy. Ugh, God, everybody. Everybody is a fucking sex offender. That's what you learned in the past, like, 5 years. Everyone has molested or is a pedo secretly. Big Bird. Whoever plays Big Bird is going to get found out next. I'm just going to Google Barney actor allegations and see what comes up. Let's go. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to click on this article, and it looks like a weird website. I don't know if it's... Oh, this might be a parody website. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. This is looks like it's true. Something. I found the dirt. I found the gossip. Barney the Dinosaur now running tantric sex business. The actor who played him. I mean, who cares, really? Just, like, no one ever saw the guy, so. But that's pretty crazy. He's a black guy, too, like the Elmo guy. I guess I would have figured he's gay, too, just the way Barney came off. Well, we learned a lot today. Barney. Tantric sex. Barney. I'm just bored, and I'm changing the effects now. Sorry, guys, but it's
Black Friday.
Can't expect me to do
real work today. It's Black Friday.
The sales are in. Everyone go to your local IKEA or Best Buy. I mean, everybody does online shopping, so... I think eventually there'll just be no in-person shopping. Like, I actually thought it would be gone already by now. Especially with COVID, right? You're going into a store with COVID happening? Well, excuse me, but you ever heard of germs? Hello? You know. Well, I don't know, though, because there's apparently new Amazon little stores where you can just, like, order to pick up and you just walk in. Like, I saw one of them here in New York somewhere. It was like a small, shitty-looking They have, I guess, probably a limited supply of stuff that you just can walk in and get it, I guess, and there's no cashier. I think it. I saw a commercial for it, too, so, but, I mean, I don't know. I do still go pick up a lot of items. Like, I don't do a lot of online shopping as maybe a lot of other people because, like, there's so many, like, stores in the city here that, like, they usually have a ton of stuff, so, like, I can just go pick it up if I'm out somewhere. And it's like, I just like, you know, just seeing it in person and touching something instead of just this virtual shopping. I mean, you gotta miss the whole, like, when you really think about it, you gotta miss the shopping experience. You used to be able to go into a store and just look at stuff and touch it and decide. And now it's like we just virtual. I mean, we're really losing our humanity with the shopping. Everybody loves that old atmosphere. It's like the vinyl records of shopping. You know, you don't get the same warmth. No, I mean, yeah, that's there's really no, like, I don't really miss having to always go around to stores and try to find something and then never find it after, like, looking around. I mean, people say they miss, like, going to Blockbuster, but, like, most of the time, everything was out that you wanted to rent, so there's really no missing. I don't know, like, I guess it's an activity to go, you know, to go, like, look at stuff. I don't know, you know. It's just kind of a nostalgia thing, I think. It's not really anything that, like, oh, that is better. Like, there's no... What argument is there that, like, it's better to go in person and, like, just see the DVDs? I mean, DVDs, you guys remember those? You guys remember these DVDs? You kids don't know about this. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you little young kids in the front here. You don't know about these DVDs. Y'all don't know about... I bet y'all don't even know about these fucking DVDs and shit. Yo, we used to go to Blockbuster and, like, yo. Sometimes the shit wouldn't even be in there, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, damn. Then we get those late fees. Shit, y'all know. Y'all know about those late fees. Yeah, I mean, I did work at Blockbuster, and, like, I would just wipe people's late fees away because I just thought it was, like, stupid. And it turns out I think it was illegal. They, like, got rid of the late fees, like, only, like, a year before they closed every Blockbuster. Because they're, like, it was, like, criminal and extortion or something. And, because some people would literally have, like, 70, like, over $100 of late fees because they just would probably just stop going. Because they're like, well, I don't feel like paying this. So then they just don't go to Blockbuster for like 2 years. And I'll just wipe it away. Because I think you could just make a new Blockbuster account. It would just, and then you would be fine. So not very, like, smart. Just like a dumb idea, though. That's why I would always, like, rent older movies. Because those didn't really have, you could keep those longer and stuff. Yeah. What else is going on in the news? Looks like the Josh Duggar trial Josh Duggar is going on trial soon. Why? Because he's a pedophile. That's why. just saw this on the website. Just wanted to let you guys know. I don't know if those the rest of the Duggars are kind of trying to pretend they don't have a giant problem in their family. I am glad I don't have to hear about them anymore. I mean, I'm just sick of, like, Mormons and, like, or whatever they are. I think they are. Or they're some kind of, you know, devout religious thing. I'm just sick of these, religious people that like have 15 kids and then have like, or the Mormons who have like 10 wives, like, and then, you know, like 10 of the wives are like miserable because they, or whoever he doesn't want to like have sex with or ever see, like you just marry, you just keep marrying. You're like, eh, I'm kind of annoyed with this wife. I guess I'll get a new one and then just ignore that one forever. Like a deadbeat. You're a deadbeat dad, basically, to me. Or a deadbeat husband, at least. Like, there's no way anybody could keep up with more than one spouse like that, so. I mean, it's not like you really hear about religious stuff anymore, though, so. But I'm just like, all those shows that were like 47 kids and counting. Like, and then you pay them to do the show, and then they just keep popping out babies. Here we go. Here's another one. Live on camera, births every episode, babies being born. Well, you know, we got all the little ones, all 70,000. I can barely keep up with my three kids, and these people got, those people, ugh. It's like gluttony of like, it's like a different kind of gluttony. It's like a, just having kids, to me, it's like just, it's gross at a certain point to keep having kids over and over again. It's like, you will be on like some kind of government, like welfare. Like, I mean, there's just no way to keep up with that. And if just to think that you need to keep reproducing, there's like something that goes on mentally, I guess, that like, where they think, I mean, I know certain religions think you just can't use protection, but like, is that, that can't be the only part of it. Like, you would never just cheat and just wear a condom. I mean, why would God frown on, it's just ridiculous. Like, yeah, oh, it's a good thing all the Duggars were born, especially Josh. He's a good one. He definitely should have been born, that's for sure. God wanted him to be born. Like, no protection for this couple. I don't know. I don't get that mentality. I think everybody that's born should be born. No abortions ever, you know, no matter what. Look, all my kids were a gift from God. And he told me to pop one other one out. He said, if you wear a condom, I'll strike your whole family dead every time. I don't even want any more kids, but God told me you're going to have 14 more of them. I got to have another wife, God? I mean, come on. I mean, it would make more sense if they were just like literally crazy and just thought and just said, oh yeah, the voice of God told me. I'd be like, okay, they're crazy, so that makes sense why they would follow the... I mean, at least they have evidence, like they heard a voice in their head or whatever, but no one does. It's just like, you know, the faith that you're supposed to have, so... I mean, look, if you're a Mormon, you listen to this somehow, I need my, what's the state? They're in Utah or something? I need those YouTube Utah numbers going up. I need that Mormon audience. And they have like a ton of other restrictions. I think they can't use Tylenol and stuff too. Here we go. Looking at all the Mormon restrictions. Damn it, just have a list of all of them.
ridiculous. I gotta click on one of these fucking list things. 10 crazy rules of Mormon life, yeah. Okay, at least they're in a list and I'll have to keep clicking, like usual. They can't drink hot drinks. It has to be slightly chilled, but it can't have caffeine. What the hell? Anything warmer than room temperature? No. They're not allowed to swim, okay. Well, that's pretty... God wants you to... If you ever fall in the water, then I guess God wants you to die, because... Imagine somebody's getting saved that's drowning in somewhere, and he's like... And then he jumps back in, because he's like, no, God, if that happened, if I fell in, that's God saying, it's your time to go. And now you're like a... You know, and then he gets mad at you for saving him. Gosh, that's crazy. No eating meat in the summer. That's kind of a long time. No oral sex. Huh. Oh. It was a rule, but now it's not. Can't criticize the leadership. Oh, that's a pretty convenient one. It's okay to lie if it's for a higher cause. Huh. That kind of goes in with the never question leadership then. I'm going to start a list site, guys. Listen. A list in his list is starting soon. I'm starting a list blog. And it's just lists of everything. 10 crazy ways.
10 wacky, crazy ways that kids have fun in the summer. Just like totally boring lists.
All right, we got to have like 20 more lists by next week, guys. That's the this is a staff meeting and the list. Goinglistcrazy.com. That's the name of my new list site. We're going list crazy. We love lists. All right, guys. Here's what I got. I'm brainstorming here. So any suggestions you guys got, go ahead. 10 most popular Christmas smells. What else? I mean, I don't know, Gary. I mean,
that's okay, but like, you know, a lot of other sites are doing Christmas smells, so like, we gotta go something. I mean, Christmas, yeah, but let's think. 10 most popular Christmas carols, yeah.
All right, a little, like, run-of-the-mill. I guess we'll go with that. I don't know. Chuck, you got anything?
Yeah, how about, 10 most popular, 10 Christmas carols that have a dark history.
That's usually what they are, like, trying to make it interesting. 10 crazy, origin stories of Christmas carols that you would never think of. And then it's, like, boring. Well, the guy who wrote Deck the Halls, he like was a mental patient. He would just run around banging walls all day, and like he just saw like Christmas decorations, so he just started singing about like boughs of holly and like decking the halls. But he literally meant like punch and like kick the walls and like smear feces all over it. So, pretty crazy story, guys.
Kris Kringle is coming. Everybody get ready. Did you decorate for your neighbors? Everybody better fucking decorate for the funeral.
Everybody before the deadline, the name of the deadline is decorating.
Everybody has to decorate by this time. We are the neighborhood watch.
I bet there's some, like, uptight suburban, like, upper class, or, like, just uptight neighborhoods where they, like, where they actually would say something like that, like, pass around a sign and just, like, put it in everyone's mailbox. Hey, we've been noticing that, my friend tells me about his neighborhood has really nosy people like that, that, like, actually had, like, formed a, like, have, like, a little Facebook group, and they just, like, are really, like, busybody, like, they go on walks together, and they're just, like, a little committee of the, like, how fucking lame are you? Like, you're, like, stuck in high school or something, that you just have to, like, you must have, like, you must, I don't know, hate your home life or something, like, why do that? Like, you're supposed to, I don't know, like a catty Facebook neighborhood group. put it in everybody's mailbox. They have something like, all right, guys.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead this year. We really want to have Christmas, at least put your lights out at least by December 1st, like the week or the weekend of Black Friday. I want you guys to really get started on, like, because we got the neighborhood next to us really made us look like fools last year, so we really gotta up our game and show them that we are a neighborhood that people should admire. Okay, we'll have people driving in from out of town. It'll go on YouTube. I mean, we really want to get some views on this, maybe some viral clicks, and, I mean, you know, Betsy here is a good, she's a little bit of an influencer, you might say. She blogs about, you know, she'll tweet to companies, and sometimes they'll like her tweets, so I kind of think she should be in charge of the social media part of this. You guys just kind of, just send me your suggestions. We can have it. I'm thinking to make this easier, because I know everybody isn't a creative like Ricky here. if you don't have any ideas, guess what? We're going to put together a theme, and everybody can just choose from the theme this year. And, if it's going to be the red-nosed reindeer, you'll just have some reindeer decorations. It'll be, like, easier. And we'll go by, and we'll kind of... Now, I know we don't want to get this, like, competitive and mean, but we may just kind of send you, like, a little, like, looking good, or just a little short review of how you're going. We'll say maybe we'll give you a tip or two. We're not going to be, we know people are busy, but come on, guys. We really got to up our game this year. We really got to show Rosemary's, we really got to show Eagle Crest Boulevard that we mean business. Everybody put your hands together. Get into that holiday spirit.
Yeah, that's the problem with Christmas is that everybody makes it, like, stressful, and it became just a super spending holiday, so it's almost good. One thing about the pandemic, maybe, is that people maybe calm down on making a competitive thing out of Christmas, and, like, every other holiday, too, just every holiday, just, oh, you see what that guy did? Oh, yeah. The other house wasn't as good as that one, so, you know, just, like, I mean, all those people, I don't know why, when people get into those little neighborhoods, they have to, like, compete with their neighbors. Who cares? I don't know. Keeping up with the Joneses, everybody's doing. Keeping up with the Joneses. Everybody, we're going to have a
decoration, Christmas lights roll out, just to make sure everybody's still their heads in the game, okay? We're going to do this. We're going to do it about 8 a.m. on a Saturday. We're going to do a Zoom chat. Everybody's
going to be in on it, and we're just going to get a heads up and make sure everybody's on the same page about when to put the lights up and when to get this neighborhood going. And we'll do some tweets, we'll do some Instas, and we'll just get out there and shit.
Oh, God. I'd just move if somebody was like, oh, man. I wish I didn't make that up, because now I'm, like, bothered by thinking if that would be a real, like, neighborhood thing. But we're just going to go ahead and send our Christmas cards to the neighborhood. I know everybody's busy with their
families, but we're going to go ahead and also send Christmas cards to all the neighbors, too. Put it in the mailbox, put our little nieces and nephews, and dress them up cute, and have our dogs wearing little, like, reindeers, and, yeah. We're going to do all that. It's going to be great. Put those in all the mailboxes, too, and, yeah, everybody get in the holiday spirit.
Santa is coming. Santa is right around the corner. You think you saw something in the corner of your eye? Yeah, that was Santa coming around. Just keep an eye on everybody. Just keeping an eye on you. He's there with his sleigh and his conveniently parked sleigh to make an easy getaway if he doesn't need mischievous. He wants you to be good so he can be bad. He might be a little naughty and drink some extra alcoholic eggnog and, yeah, make sure you leave out the alcoholic eggnog for Santa, because he might want to get drunk and black out.
Wake up to Santa, like, passed out on your couch with, like, vomit. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Shit. Fuck. Mrs. Claus is not going to be happy, man. And then the, like, dog or the reindeer house. Get it? I was always kind of bothered by that, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus song. I guess it's really just about a dad. Well, I actually don't know what the song's about. I haven't looked up the origin story. Let's do a movie about kissing Santa Claus. I saw Mommy Kissing a Reindeer. Bestiality. Alright, I'm looking up the origin story. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Is it about an affair? Wait. Oh, wow. It was banned by the Catholic Church. Okay, so it is just a dad in a costume. Awkward! Santa likes to get
down and dirty, too. He likes to go back door all the time. He's what you call, he's a backdoor man, if you know what I mean. He's pretty much a number two guy, if you know what I mean. He's pretty much, he's pretty anal about a lot of things, if you know what I mean.
Santa is naughty. I saw mommy
taking it in the ass from Santa this year. I saw mommy getting it in the behind.
I saw mommy fucking Santa sucking into fucking Rudolph Red-Nosed Dick.
He has rosy cheeks, but did you know he has a rosy
penis?
Yeah, that's right, he has rosy
balls.
Santa's rosy cheeks and his rosy bag. bag. Small bag. All bags. Look, there's another one.
Santa's ball bags, plural. Well, look, Santa carries those big bags of gifts. You know why?
Because his balls are that big, too. He's used to carrying big sacks, if you know what I mean. He's got a lot.
He has more than...
He has a lot of balls, too, not just the standard.
Yeah, my girl's got a bit of a ball thing, so I got some extra balls put in. My girl's really into balls, dude. You don't understand. She likes to, like, they knock around and stuff. Santa's ball bag is coming down the chimney. It's just his ball bag is coming down. I saw mommy fucking Santa Claus, yeah. What if the kid did see his parent, like his dad in a Santa costume and just like going to town on his mom? I'm traumatized because I just saw Santa and it would be like a dirty thing they couldn't even talk about. I just saw mommy. This is getting gross now.
Mom, I just saw last night, I saw daddy going down on Santa, okay? I guess because it's Santa, it's magical, maybe it's okay because he's Santa, I don't know, maybe that was dad's wish, it was like one of his presents he asked for, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they do this thing, or they used to, or they'd still do in New York, called SantaCon, where people just dress up as, like, Santa or something, and go around bar hopping, and are fucking annoying, and loud, and stupid. And, yeah, I don't really miss seeing that around, but, you know. Pre-COVID was the time of everyone's life. Okay. Listen, guys, I hope you get all your Black Friday
deals. I hope you get those deals. Or get those steals, you know? If there's a lot of people
around in the store and it's packed, you might be able to sneak something, you know. Maybe you'll be able to sneak some deals out of there, if you know what I mean. Just take a big old Santa bag and just load it up and just go, hey, where was that? What's that one aisle? Okay, bye. And then you run out and there. Save yourself a lot of money. Nobody's paying attention because it's Black Friday crazy time.
I've been camping out all day. No, I don't even, you know. You can't
even joke about Black Friday because no one goes out in person, probably nearly as much as they used to. Anyway, guys, like, don't, if you do see Santa interacting with your mom, he is a known serial abuser, so you may have to call somebody now. It's kind of to see something, say something, and, Just let everybody know he's around and kind of send out an alert in your neighborhood so everybody knows that he may come down and do naughty things. Because I guess this year Santa's naughty. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard. But Kris Kringle is all revved up and ready to mingle.
He's ready to mingle.
This year, Santa is
ready to mingle. Lots of mistletoes, or we'll be hung, and Santa will come in, creep down the chimney, and naughty Kris Kringle is coming. I mean, I don't know if it's because of
the pandemic or what, but I've been hearing a lot of news reports that Santa's getting naughty this year. I don't know exactly what it means. I mean, I'm no expert on the lore of Santa. I mean, there's a lot of lore of the origins of Santa and, like, how he came to be. And I don't know if he's a Marvel or DC guy, but I guess he turned naughty this time. It's like when evil Spider-Man was, or evil, I forget it. Evil Superman or Spider-Man? But, yeah, just watch out. Be on the alert that Santa's naughty this time. And, you know, just watch out for your fellow man and just kind of... I would just have your gun ready. I mean, he's a magical Santa, so... I know he's big and you think he's going to be slow, but, like, it's actually... He really can creep down that chimney pretty fast, so, like, just be on the lookout for naughty Santa
this year. Don't mind if I take a little bit of eggnog and lay on your couch and sneak in your bedroom? I don't know. It's naughty this year. Who knows what naughty Santa's gonna get up to? Hide your kids, hide your wife, because naughty Santa
is in town.